weekend time, isn't it? We checked out KK and the Twazis with K-Ma. And now, man, a man that I've admired for so long, NIA with Desmond. Well, back then he was Little D. Old school funk. And you don't know who the man was behind the keys. Who the man was behind both songs. Who conceptualized the beat. Who brought it all together. You know what I mean? Who scolded the NIA or Desmond to say, listen, do the vocals like this. Nah, this rap is not going to work. You're not going to do that in my studio. Boys and girls, young and old, I'm talking about the legendary man, the man that I've been waiting to have a conversation with on radio. Please make some noise for Ricardo Kwankosep, a.k.a. Prolific. Oracle, man. What? Are you serious, my
yes,
guy?
Yes, sir. What an introduction, man.
Damn. No, had to be.
Huh?
Had to be legendary. Shoot. There's no way. Damn. I sit with Ricardo Kwankosep in my studio and not make this man welcome. This or make him feel welcome for that matter.
Another energy, but the energy is just different. The energy
yeah?
is different.
Yeah?
This is different. Yeah, this is different. I love it. Thank you so much, man, for that introduction.
Yeah.
I haven't actually heard that jam in a while.
Seriously, you know, so it was Desmond,
it really took me back, man. What talent, you know? I was very, you know, you're very fortunate in your lifetime when you get to work with talented individuals that you know that are selfless in their craft.
Mm,
and you know, NIA Desmond, I mean, these are hardworking. When you get in the studio with them, it's very serious.
Yeah,
and they always get the work done. Yeah, so blessings and shout out, man. Oh, lovely.
And I've always gotten that vibe with you, Ricardo. I've always gotten that vibe with you. That vibe of listen, I am intentional. With my quality. I'm intentional with my standards. I'm intentional with who I bring into my circle. And I guess that's what happened with also when you work with artists, isn't it?
No. That is. That's what it is. And I think the most important thing, of course, is also to, you have to know why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, music was always, it was more passion than a business.
Yeah.
So I didn't look at music as a commodity. I looked at it more as art.
Yeah.
So I choose who are the people that I get to work with.
Mm.
I mean, there are a lot of people, and you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
There are a lot of people that came to me and I turned down. I think you know, we're very established artists also in the country, etc. But it's all about energy. It's all about who can match your energy, and your outlook as well.
Yeah.
I think that's also very important, so that you can meet each other.
Mm.
And that's why if you look at, I've got a lot of long time collaborators like you know KK, Lil D.
Yeah,
I think in the past the likes of Jericho, etc. You know, so across the spectrum, that's what it's about. If I don't look at it as a commodity, so it was very you know beneficial for me.
I tell you this, I tell you this. You know what I mean? I mean the industry does talk, right?
Yeah.
And we're gonna get to that bit, especially that bit where you've actually turned down people, and people are like, "Who the hell do you think you are?" and Ricardo's like, "My man, I am PO. What's up?
Hey,
what do you need?
Like,
what do you need?" But let's take it way back, Ricardo. Let's take it way back. Where did you finish high school, bro?
St. Torres High School.
St. Torres A.S. Mazas. Come on, man.
No, I'm a St. Torres. St. Torres High School. St. Torres High School is right across Marua Mall when it was still Marua Park.
Yeah.
I did my high school from 2001 to 2005.
Were you together with Edo? Dice stuff was it? About the same time.
Listen, it was. I think I'm part of one of those very. I don't want to say one of the best cohorts to come out of St. Torres High School. But a lot of the media people, and I'll just run some names. I'll run some names now for you right now. Obviously, you mentioned Dice.
Yeah.
We know him as Edo. Edo Lutete.
Exactly. Yeah,
Lutete.
Yeah.
So Dice from school, he was, I think, 1 or 2 years behind me. Meps.
Oh, Meps was also St. Torres.
Meps was in the, we were in the same class.
Oh, high school. Yeah.
We were LRCs together. We used to run St. Torres High School together, 2004, 2005. So Meps that you know from Konja and Cooking Jam, were in the same class. Lodima Dreamer. Lodima Dreamer.
I know him
as Ndakulute.
Yeah, of course.
Ndakulute
and Dilula, before Lodima, he was DJ Cyan.
He was DJ
Cyan. Exactly.
Yeah. So we started, in fact, he was the one that set me up from a music perspective. Like the first time when I actually saw someone producing. I'm a Katatura boy. So the first time I went to his house, he actually, you know, showed me like the computer. I was like, oh no, you know, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm messing around with Fruity Loops, etc. So what's this? That's how I got introduced by Lodima Dreamer actually.
Yeah.
In as far as like production, just like the whole idea
serious?
Around production.
Who would have thought that Lodima brought you in the game like that?
Lodima brought me in the game like he just showed me what's going
what's
on.
Happening, and then you took it from there,
and then from
there,
I think obviously there were other influences. I think I have to mention the first program I got was Reason, Propellerhead Reason, and I got that from DJ Miklasa.
Uh-huh.
It was a chap we called Niklasa, from some stand. So it was, you know, from the Katutura boys where that interest of music had started from.
Yeah.
And the area I grew up in, obviously, I grew up in the nexus of Dolam, Gemeente, and Donkerhoek. So guys like Kilabi, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, those are the vicinities,
that we grew up in. Not too far from Club Thriller. So the music was always around me.
Speaking of which, you know, whenever I get into these conversations about, you know, the capital city, Windhoek, especially Jiveti Lokasi and so on, I always love asking, Viva si Tshotshi is there? Viva si Onze? But you live I said, no, they part loop, and I beat that was going to create a VV. So I'm rather going to walk like this to avoid whoo. Did you ever say, day?
No.
Or was it like quite those squats, or was it like individual Owens?
No, it was, there was a lot of gang activity when I was growing up. So we knew like my grandmother's location. My grandmother's location is in Damara location, my father's mom. That we call it. So they were calling themselves the LBCs. The LBC obviously modeled after Long Beach, California in the US. The Ice Cubes and the Dre's and whatnot. And you know, there were a lot of, you know, educated mafias and so forth. So we knew some of the biggest gangsters. I mean, which were also luckily my brothers as well. We used to, I think Chabizo was a big one.
Yeah,
Chabizo. Chabizo. Grote. Big bros. Yeah, Chabizo. Suguri. I think these are guys that spent a lot of time. Helmut. They spent time for, you know, petty crimes. And really, not really for stuff like murder and so on, but really for, you know,
Trucks, grabbing stuff and so on.
I gotta mention, I mean, guys like Umzwa, these are the people that we grew up around. I think they need time for heists and so forth.
Yeah.
One of the biggest heists in the country. So growing up in Katutura, of course, you have these different experiences.
Yeah.
You see the guys, the people that are living well are actually people that are in crime. At a very young age, you have to choose which direction are you going to go now. You know, are you going to follow these guys that have a quick ins, make something happen? And remember, it wasn't actually even just about money, you know. When you grow up around gangsters, it was the code, it was
the brotherhood, the respect, and so on.
Respect. There were certain things that you're not supposed to do, there's a certain way you're supposed to treat women, you know, stuff like that. And especially if you look at some of the biggest gangsters that we grew up around, and you know, abusing a women and stuff like that were not things that they were really involved in.
These are
guys that were straight about business, hustling, going out in the streets, and getting something and bringing it back to the location. So that was the kind of influence that I had at a very young age. So that intersection between hip-hop exposure
and
what was
streets,
happening actually in Katutura that I grew up in. So my mom's house is in Dolam, my grandma's in Damara Lokasi, my mom's older sister is in Donkerhoek, the house. My mom's second younger sister's house is in Malakadrai.
So it's literally
so the whole Katutura, that's
so,
that's where I grew up.
I mean, speaking to people close to you, Ricardo, they revealed and I asked this questions because it'll get to my next point.
Yeah.
They say that you are exceptionally about the code. You are very strict. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to your close-knit. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to being a father. You know what I mean? You have a code with your kids. You know what I mean? You there's a certain way you raise them, and you want them to know a couple of things. And obviously, it's the influence that you've had, isn't it, growing up, to say, listen, there's a certain code here. There's a certain way that you need to go into life when it comes to it. Let's talk about the fatherhood situation. What is that code when it comes to your kids, Peter?
You know, the thing is that the code when it comes to the kids... I have to say, look, from in terms of a work life, for me, I'm very liberal in terms of the work life. But when it comes to the home life, I tend to be a little bit more traditional in terms of instilling the traditional values. For, you know, a lot of what we have learned when we were younger, that we were also, you know, adizali squeal or vata, this and that. Those are the things that actually set me up for being the father and the kind of father I am right now. I borrow a lot from my culture. I'm like 75% Tamara, and then there's a little 25% Donga in there. My mom's dad. So I was exposed to different cultures growing up in Katutura. So I've got a little bit of influences from the Shwambo culture. I've got a little bit of influence from Tswanas and Gemeente that I grew up around, etc. So it's a mixture of a bit of traditional Christian values, even though I have my own views on religion, and a lot of village wisdom that we grew up around.
You know,
bend the tree while it's young.
To my surprise, right, in also asking around and just doing a bit of research, is that your elders, right, her name it's the same name that she shares with my last born.
So yours is, you have a Tia?
I have a Tia, Buta.
Tia's a Tua.
Tia Rosa, bra. And, and she's such a ball of fire, man. Look, I just feel like it's important as fathers, as young black fathers.
That's beautiful.
You know what I mean? To have this type of conversations, because you know about the epidemic, if we have to call it.
And it's tough. Yeah. You know, when you're first born, you know, when it's a girl, it's tough. And she's grade 8 this year.
Yeah.
So she's grade 8
Mine is grade 8 as well. Mine is at academia, my guy.
That's crazy. Mine is at DHPS. Just last, I think towards the end of the year, I was even telling her, listen, are we not doing, you know, because we grew up with like Christmas clothes, you know, in, you know, city boys.
Exactly.
You know, at this December, even though you come out of a tough situation,
because
Ali will always make sure that, you know, you've got some drip for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, look, are we not getting some Christmas drip? And I said, no, Papa. Look, I'm going to grade 8 next year.
Yeah.
So don't spend any money in December on me. I don't want anything.
Exactly.
All I want is you need to set me correct when the year begins.
I'll wait.
Everything fresh, yeah. School shoes,
exactly. The bag, everything, yeah.
Gracias, bro.
Yeah,
I don't know where that's coming from.
Gracias will never get old.
I don't know
old,
where
man.
That's coming from, dog. I don't know.
Because
I don't know where that's coming from. But yeah, now,
yeah.
I have a funny story about the Tia name also.
Okay.
Because obviously, I'm also a big Pan-Africanist, a lot of political influence. I mean, we grew up in the Sam Nujoma era where we had
of course.
To. You don't go wait for the bus early in the morning. Mm. Even independence, like right now.
Yeah, right now, dude.
You have to can perform in school.
Yeah.
So that 21st of March, you know, that day you are able to get on the bus and get chosen. The top ten kids in the class.
Dakhangela Stadium too.
Yeah. And then, you know, the whole thing goes down. You're waiting for the president to come in. You know, and then the announcers are there. They're warming us up. Music is playing. Bilimani is going in. And then the president, of course, comes in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the soldiers come drive through. And then when he does the drive through, we are running with him around the stadium, the whole stadium. So a lot of Pan-Africanism, a lot of nationalism. I'm a patriot. I love my country.
Yeah.
And the whole Tia thing was, when I gave her the name, obviously in our culture, in our language, it means Tia, it's mine.
It's mine,
you know,
it's
the first one, she's
mine,
you know. Mm. But then the T-I-A, when I went to Ministry of Home Affairs, I wanted to register the name as T.I.A.
Mm.
Because it's also an abbreviation, basically, for This Is Africa.
Oh, snap!
Yeah. So I wanted to go register, and then now as well, they said, listen, dog, we cannot have an abbreviation for a name.
For it has name to be itself,
a,
yeah.
It has
yeah.
to be your word. You know? So, TIA, this
man,
is Africa.
That's beautiful, Tia, man, Ricardo. Yeah, that's beautiful, Ricardo. It's Ricardo Kwangosop that's on air right now with us. Well, you know him as many things. We are unpacking, we're talking about his journey, and we'll get back to it in a bit. Stick around.
Welcome aboard Flight Club 23. Great to see you.
This is the home of Above Average Radio. It's the NSK riding solo today. Shaquan is exploring a different opportunity, but she should be back. That's on Monday. We've got Ricardo Kwangosop in the building, aka Mr. Prolific Oracle. How dare you? How dare you? What? I want to tell you this, Ricardo. You know what I mean? I want to play something just real quick for you.
Okay.
And I want to see if you still remember it.
Okay.
They say, Mosa, you never forget your babies.
Never.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Listen to this. Notwithstanding that, we've got Jericho online. Jericho,
get out of here, man.
Jericho, can you hear us?
Ricardo Kwangosop, prolific.
Yo, man. J to the 2 is the 80s, baby.
What's good, big player?
Ah, big bro. Shit. I can say shit, right? This is.
But I understand the excitement. Jericho, my guy, say hi to Prolific, my guy.
Most definitely, man. It's been a minute, man. I need to give love to my homeboy, Ricardo Kwangosop, my name that he was born with, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Player, how you doing?
Shout out, man. I'm doing good, bro. I'm doing good, man. Just living gratitude, being humble. You know me, but still hustling hard. See, that was crazy, man. It's good to hear from you, bro. It's been a while,
though. Oh, man. I just wish everyone was in studio right now to see Ricardo's reaction. Yo, Jericho.
Yeah.
How did you meet Prolific? Like, how did you guys get to the point where it was, listen, let's do Lights Out?
Basically, you know, he started off as a producer.
Mm.
I remember with his glasses and then back with his bag, he used to come to my house for like a 90 plan.
Yeah.
And one day while he was passing by, I think he was living at that time, he was staying in somewhere in Dola. He basically asked me to come listen to his beat.
So you guys...
So one day I just took a walk with him to his house, and I was very impressed with stuff that he was doing.
For reals? So wait, so you guys met in Dolam, and then you guys took that walk to your crib.
Yeah. We took the walk, and for me it was big because remember at that time already Check Who's Back was out, and obviously Jay Twiz, he was already a legend in the hood because of the basketball at UN Plaza. You know, we used to go and watch them play basketball at UN Plaza with my, along with my cousin Natasha and them. And then obviously for me, when he came with now to the house, it was a huge deal.
Yeah.
And I'm also like, yo man, what am I going to play this guy? But this got hit records on radio, etc.
Yeah.
And for me, we went in, you know, little single bed computer. I played that every single song I played, he had something for it immediately. Mm. And I think the first session when we met, we did maybe like 3 songs.
Mm.
He already had like hooks, everything ready to go.
Yeah, man. So,
and from there, it was just plug and play, bro.
Yo, Jericho, thank you so much, man, for taking some time out to surprise a prolific this morning. We appreciate you, my legend.
Yeah, if there's a possibility that I can probably say something quickly.
Of course. Go ahead, Buta.
I want to let everybody know that Prolific is the only dude that has ever wrote me a verse to a song.
The only dude?
In my whole career. And that whole song that you just heard called Lights Out, which is the title track to the album, was written and produced by Prolific single-handedly.
Are you serious, Jericho?
I've never had nobody in my life that ever wrote me a verse or a hook or anything by Prolific. He produced the beat, wrote the verses, plus he gave me the flow to rap on that specific song.
This is insane, man. No, thank you so much, Jericho, for enlightening us. We appreciate you.
And I have to give him the flowers quickly before you let him go.
Of course, it was
a platform that was provided to him. You understand? He didn't have to work with me. There was a lot of big shot producers that he was working with. And you must understand also, obviously, and I got to say thank you to you right now also on air because you put me on. You put me on big time. I mean, the first time when we did the album, I actually ended up working with the likes of Alvo. And, you know, Alvo was already legend in the game.
So
I met a lot of other new producers, picked up a lot of skills via Jericho and the platform he gave you. So, big homie, I'm just sending a shout out. All love. You know I always tell you this, but it's all love and respect. You already know.
I love you too. I know that, man. Straight up, man. I know that. Thanks for this platform too, man. Thanks for the love, man.
All right, Jericho, you know you also owe me an interview, bruh, but we'll get to you.
Let's do that very soon, man. Thank you very much, you guys take care, man.
All right, cheers, bruh. All right, cool. That's a bit of a surprise, man. Listen, to kill the situation
that
today, to kill the situation today, Jericho, Ricardo, I want to invite you, right? Okay. I want to invite you to stand, please. I want you to invite you to stand. This is above average stuff, bruv. There's no way NSK and Ricardo Twangos of aka PO is going to be on the same mic and it's not legendary. That is impossible. What I'm going to do is we're going to drop this song and we're going to see if you still remember those bars. Ladies and gentlemen, Ricardo Twangos is about to spit some bars on Fresh FM. Let's go. Why not? Let's go.
Do I remember this?
We're going to do it. Don't worry. I'll back you up wherever I can, my guy.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get it.
Intelligent madness.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? We're doing Namibian radio. That's what we're doing. Let's go.
The speed of my pen has got me in the lines. Then I can sense all kinds of friends with bad intentions.
Yeah.
Most of plenty the vengeance, but shoot. I never forgot like the end of a sentence. You want to know who this is?
Prolific article. Oh my goodness, I don't have this. Yo, man, did I write this?
You wrote the whole song, sir.
Damn, this is crazy, bro.
Oh my gosh, hold on, it's coming.
Okay, I've got the hook at least.
Okay, let's go.
Lights out.
Yes, sir.
Like a street to a pole.
Come on now.
It's twisted in the article.
Go.
For all the lies that you told, lights out. Oh yeah, like a street to a pole.
Yeah.
about full. All the lies that you told.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ricardo Kwankosev. Oh my goodness, man, Ricardo.
I don't remember most of the song, but I'm listening to the lines and I'm like, what was I reading? I was a lighty. This was like, what, 2000? I think I was like 18.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like 18. Dude, I had just finished
high
school.
And you wrote this whole song?
Yeah, I think I was like 17, 18. There, dog. 17.
You wrote this whole song? That is incredible, man. Listen, man, Ricardo, let me give you your flowers, man. You are an inspiration, my guy.
Thank you so much.
Especially as a Damara media professional, I tell you this, you know, we saw you on TV already when we were in Walvis Bay, you know what I mean? Growing up, we saw you do things with radio, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is a conversation that we're going to have another day. You know that thing where you are trying out as a young man, you're trying out and you see someone that mirrors what you want to do.
Mm.
You were that guy for me.
Straight up.
That's the swag.
Grateful.
You know what I mean? The way you carried yourself, man. I'm like, one day I'm going to have this man on my show, one way or another. Thank you so much. You got to go, Gossip, man. Really
thank
appreciate
you. And I have to give you the flowers also, man. I have to really give you the flowers, the growth. I mean, we've seen from the beginning, you know, we've seen some of those emceeing gigs in the north and with Diva Shandy.
Oh, snap.
And people, of course. And I mean, you cleaned up properly. And I think when I'm saying cleaned up, it's not in terms of looks or anything. Mm-hmm. When I'm saying cleaned up, it's more about the broadcasting. Mm-hmm. You understand the skills. You've really deliberately developed your technical abilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you handle yourself, the cadence, you know, the presentations. No, the thing about radio is a lot of people think you just come in the studio and you just start talking. you have to know when to pause. You have to know when to introduce what. You understand? Mm-hmm. And the context, me and the kids listen to you and
Ashes. Snap.
I don't know, why am I only getting half of this now?
I'm only getting
half of the breakfast show. Yeah, we listen to you guys every morning.
Yeah.
Junior Fresh, we try to catch it every morning as early as possible. Yeah,
she called it out.
On our drive. So, yeah, man, just really, really shout out. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, sir.
I think continue doing what you're doing. Mm. Be an inspiration. I think there's also a responsibility. And this is one thing I really want to also tell other broadcasters. There's a responsibility for you to behave a certain way, you know, because we are part of the National Development Project. We're the fourth estate as part of the media.
Yes.
And we carry a responsibility, of course, to spread the correct narrative, a balanced narrative.
Mm.
The kind of power that we have as media is it's crazy. And Namibia, of course, also being the beacon of media freedom on the continent, being ranked number one in the continent. And I don't think we are, we are still in the top 10 as well, globally also.
Yeah.
So that really is a huge responsibility that we have as part of the National Development Project. We need to protect it as much as we can, but we have to be very responsible in terms of what we do while we are on air and off air.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ricardo Kwankosev. We appreciate you. This conversation will be up on our website in the next, 50 minutes or so. So you can, if you just joined and you're like, oh my gosh, I missed out, you did. But you can always check out the podcast. We've got DJ Scott coming up. Stick around.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shake.